Many people lose teeth as they get older, and many people lose some memory capacity as they get older. Could these two things be related? Richard Kraut researches gum disease at the University of West Virginia Dental School. He says many older patients with memory loss come into the dentist's office with teeth that are a mess. Often these patients have forgotten to do the basics of self-care.
We know that if somebody has dementia or they're demented or they have Alzheimer's, that they're going to potentially forget to brush or floss their teeth. And so that would not be new. But what surprised us was the linkage between mild to moderate memory loss and oral disease.
Kraut and his students looked at data from a national survey of Americans which asked them about their health. Subjects in the study also had dental exams, and the data showed that people who reported tooth and gum disease had lower scores on tests that measured memory and cognition. Kraut says one hypothesis that would link oral disease and memory loss relies on new evidence about how tissue inflammation affects the brain.
Our hypothesis is that there are inflammatory byproducts that come from the infection that exists in our mouth, particularly with the more advanced form of gum disease, and these byproducts can then travel to areas of the brain that have been noted to be an area of concern for those patients with memory loss.
But he says it can be hard to determine which problem comes first, memory loss or diseases in the mouth. Kraut says to tease out that relationship, he needs to study patients over a long period of time, watching for both periodontal disease and memory loss.
For a certain set of patients, we would have their baseline inflammatory markers in their blood. In other words, we would know, you know, the levels of these different toxins. We then have their dental examinations and their periodontal examinations done, and we then have their memory tests done. So what we would do is that we would then perform an intervention.
The intervention could be, for example, to give some patients an electric toothbrush that helps them care for their mouths better, while other patients just get a regular toothbrush. Then Kraut would watch over time and measure what is happening to these patients' ability to remember. Kraut has just received a large grant from the U.S. National Institutes of Health to pursue this line of investigation. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.